Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Ewing. Batting sixth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting 8th. The DH, Willie Upshaw. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Baylor Moore. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to third. Ewing moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry scores. Ewing moves to third. Ashby moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning throws the ball into Kuiper, who tags Gomez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ewing scores. Ashby scores. McKay moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0-1 in the game. Bossetti hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-1 in the game. Verizer is hit by the pitch. Diaz moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor juggles the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Ewing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Paxton covering, for the out. Ewing moves to second. one out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKay for the out. Ewing moves to third. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to second. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gomez is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton strikes out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. Alexander moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Cox reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Horace Speed pinch runs for Ted Cox. Joe Coleman now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing left field. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verizer. The throw from Ashby and he is out, McKay applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speed. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKay for the out. Ashby moves to third. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashby scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gomez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Ashby and he is out, McKay applying the tag. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 3 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Bossetti hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 4 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ewing strikes out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ashby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.